Hello everyone, this is Mike Valley, and I teach philosophy on the mainland, speaking to you from Puna, Hawaii today, overlooking a beautiful view in sunny Hawaii. And today we're going to be talking to Steve Bollert about his book, Universalist Radhakrishnaism, and his philosophy by the same name. And we're going to be discussing his conception of divinity today in the short podcast. Steve Bollert, tell us a little bit about your book and where people can find it.
Well, Mike, the book title is Universalist Radhakrishnaism, A Spirituality of Liberty, Truth, and Love. And it's available at Amazon.com and your local bookstore, as well as other online retailers around the world.
Today we're going to be talking about God or the divine, and there have been many views of this question in the past. For example, a theist would say that there is a perfect being who created the universe, who has an existence that is completely independent of that universe. A pantheist tends to identify God with the universe as being identical to it. A panentheist claims that the universe is God, but that God is something over and above the universe as well. You also have deists, for instance, who would claim that God created the universe but is separate and distinct from it and never performs miracles. How would you characterize the universalist Radhakrishnaist position or view on divinity? Which of these positions seems to accord with your own views, and could you describe it a little bit?
My views are panentheistic in nature. That means everything is in Goddess, and Goddess is in all things. I call the deity Goddess with a hyphen in the middle to show that it is a dipolar deity with both male and female aspects, and that deity, which is two in one, Radha is the feminine aspect and Krishna the masculine aspect of deity, but the two of them are one deity known as Goddess, or in Sanskrit, Bhagavan. And in this way we see Radha and Krishna in all things. For instance, we all contain Radha Krishna within us. Men emphasize Krishna's nature more, and women show Radha's nature more, but we all have our male and female sides, which give us balance and inner strength. So just as Goddess is within us, Goddess is within nature. Everywhere we go, we can see the beauty of nature, and Goddess is just that beauty shining through. And then we also conceive that not only is Goddess in all things, but all things are in Goddess. So all things within the universe, it's only Goddess's energy that permeates it all. Like in the beginning, I'm reading a book called The Universe Story, and that explains how in the original flaring forth, everything that is in the universe then is in the universe now. Nothing new has been introduced into the universe since that original flaring forth. But with that, all things come into being according to the divine plan that Goddess has set forth in nature. So Goddess can work through the laws of nature, so as Mike said about the deists, they don't believe God ever performs miracles. Well, I like what Einstein said, that either everything is a miracle or nothing is a miracle. And I'll go with that. Everything can be viewed as miraculous. The fact that we're sitting here on our lanai today and recording this on a little digital recorder and that we're alive is a miracle.
Speaking of miracles, do you believe that prayers can be answered with direct divine intervention, or do you think that that's not the way in which the divine works?
That is not the way the divine works, if you mean by divine intervention, that, oh Lord, please cure my cancer. I wouldn't count on the divine doing that, because if God cures your cancer, then why not the other guy's cancer? And God has just set the laws of nature into motion and doesn't violate them. I don't see God as being all-powerful in the way that Christians or Muslims or various other monotheists consider the divine to be all-powerful. Goddess works through influence and persuasion. And if I pray, oh Goddess, please comfort this person who is suffering from cancer, I believe Goddess will do that, because Goddess is in each of us and can answer our prayers in that way, but it's an answer within that we can only feel and experience subjectively, and not some external miracle like, oh Lord, won't you give me a Mercedes-Benz, you know?
Now, Steve, do you believe that we have proof that a goddess or the divine exists, or do you think that some faith is required?
Faith is definitely required. I believe there's no way to either prove or disprove the existence of Goddess. As for myself, I've had experiences enough in my life that prove it to me adequately for me to go on, but it still requires faith in the end, because I can't say there's any conclusive proof that I could show someone and that would say, oh yeah, that's definitely proof.
Let's say we have a hypothetical agnostic, for instance, who totally agrees with your proposition that God's existence can neither be proven nor disproven. Are there any kind of other reasons you could offer to that person to say, well, in this situation, you may want to believe or act as if there's a God, rather than to go on living with no concern about the issue?
No, what you just described sounds like Pascal's wager. Pascal was a famous European philosopher some hundreds of years ago, and he said that since you can't prove or disprove God's existence, because of the risks involved and the stakes that are at hand, it's more prudent to act as if there is a God, because if there is a God and you please God, hopefully you'll attain the reward of heaven and avoid the risk of hell. And if there is no God, you have nothing to lose by it. So...
Now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that you would not think that hell is the major worry here, but there are some benefits one could acquire even now with my belief, even if we bracket heaven.
Yes, the benefits of practicing universalist Radha-Krishnaism are available in this life. It's not a pie-in-the-sky philosophy. And it doesn't negate life in this world in any way whatsoever. It's not an ascetic, renunciate religion. It's life embracing. We accept the body as a wonderful gift from Goddess, and we take care of it like our temple. And that's a major part of how we look at our whole life, as a gift from and to Goddess, that we, everything we do, our body, mind, and spirit, are all dedicated to Goddess's service. And we try to do everything in the consciousness of being an agent or instrument of Goddess and empowered to do Goddess's will.
Now, I see that it looks like we've run out of time, so thank you very much for your discussion with us, Steve Bollard. Could you tell us a little bit about where someone listening to us right now could find you on the internet to follow up more on your thinking?
You can go to www.radhakrishnaism.org.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you, Mike, and we'll see you soon.